Kind of ironic that I suffer my first ever paper cut on air, and Hawk brings me the biggest stack of paper I've ever seen. This dude took down half a forest. It's funny, Hawk. Really funny. Good stuff, Hawk. All right, so we start our third and final hour. It's been a really good day, really good show, and a good strong hour still to come. Arizona Diamondbacks first baseman Christian Walker is coming up next segment. Alvin DeLauro's legendary and iconic 4 days that were is coming up later on this hour. This program, as you know, is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. It's with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Speaking of this gigantic stack, just let me give you a sample of what I deal with. Now, if you think that what I read on the air is bad, you can only imagine what I throw away. You can only imagine what does not make it to air. Just to reset very quickly, we talked about Packers over the Bears last night, 10-3. I mentioned Packers 10, Bears 3, everybody else 0. The game sucked. And I know, I don't want to be a hypocrite, I say it myself, saying something sucks is not a take, but frankly, the game did suck. And a lot of that was because the defenses were dominant. But Green Bay doesn't care how it looks. Green Bay doesn't care how it feels. Packer fan will take that all day long. That's a big, big win for them. A big win for them because their defense was dominant. Dominant defense. Aaron Rodgers made it very clear after that game how happy he was with the defense. Of course he is. He's 35, and he's had to carry that team for a long time. They haven't had a defense like that in a long time. That's a really good defense that's only going to get better. Yes, the offense had a poor showing, but the offense is going to catch up to the defense. And when the offense does catch up to that defense, they're a legitimate Super Bowl threat.
We got a defense.
And I still want to get to the Bears and the quarterback play and the play calling and the offense. We already know about their defense. I mean, I'd say even before anybody else even hits the field, that might be the best defense in the NFL still yet. We know this. But as good as that defense is, they're not going to win anything that matters if their quarterback plays the way he did last night. And again, Trubisky being as bad as he was last night, in part, is a result of as good as the Packer defense was. But it's also, in part, a result of Trubisky being Trubisky and looking like he got worse, not better. Lucky for you, Bears fan, that's only one game, but not a good game. Now let's get to some email. Some really bad email. As an example, Rome Slice, did you check out that 96-year-old Bears fan? Damn! I'm thinking about sliding into her DMs. Regards, Ike. Jeff and Lincoln. All right, first of all, that 96-year-old Bears fan is the 96-year-old Bears owner. And as far as Ike, wanting to, quote, slide into her DMs, she's made it very clear that she does not date older men. And come on, just kidding, Ike. Bro, what are you, like 60? Just kidding again, Ike. Ike, Broham, I saw you smashing Skittles for breakfast. That I'm not kidding about. He's got a bag in his hand right now. They are good, man. It is good candy. You know, maybe I'll leave it at that. Really good candy. Some of my favorite candy. If not a Snickers bar. Snagger, it's official. Jamie Gilman is now the elk of the NFL. You need to have him on the show again soon. So many good stories. Ryan and Boise, no longer in Sacktown. Wore BYU. He is good. The Scottish Hammer's amazing. Jim, tremendous interview with the Browns punter. I love the self-gloss of the Scottish Hammer. Maybe the second best self-gloss ever. Signed, The Helmet Scuffer. Let's go to the D, Detroit. In Detroit. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Jim. Hey, man, they call me The Helmet Scuffer.
Oh, I can't wait to find out why. Why?
Well, hey, the ladies have been calling me that because my helmet's been dragging on the pavement since I was 13.
That's not a good call. No. Self-gloss day. One of the worst ideas ever. And the Scottish Hammer is not self-gloss. He didn't give that name to himself. Dear Pimp. I don't even know why I'm doing this. I mean, my material is so much better than yours. On my worst day, I'm still 1,000 times better than most of you on your best day. My material is so much better. I mean, how many times have I said more of me and less of you is so much better for this talk show? I don't even know why I'm doing this. As an example, Dear Pimp, great road win for my Packers last night. Never mind that, though. Did you get a load of Meatballs Trainer on the pregame concert? Man, that broad's making Beaks look like Ally McBeal. Before she started singing, I thought Gilbert Brown or The Fridge came out of retirement. Son, FBI Mike in Toledo. Wore IRA using traffic signals as nightlights. Like Mike. It's such a reprehensible email. And really irresponsible and not at all funny. Hey, Jim. Why was Mike Mayock mad at AB? Did AB botch the budget proposal for city council? Did he upset local union leaders? I just hope this doesn't jeopardize his pension benefits. Regards, Robert Dasmati. Like I said, if you want to get your email read, and especially on a day when James Kelly is here, just reference Dasmati in his career choice. Romy, there was a sporting event last night? Well, what do you know? Regards, Adam Hawk and Jeopardy contestants. Chioff again. Dear Jim, AB's apology is total BS. People never really change or evolve, and neither do we. Signed, Adam Sandler Movies. Brett from Buggahaw. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to say it just one more time. If you're here to crack Adam Sandler and his movies, your ass is blocked. And again, I've never blocked anybody. Go to my Twitter feed. You can imagine the kind of hate and vitriol I see. I don't care. I don't block any of you. I mean, you can almost say whatever you want to me and not get blocked. But if you come in here and you crack on Adam Sandler and his movies, your ass is blocked.
Block! Block!
Because, and why do I say that? Because Adam Sandler said he'd put me in a movie, and he did. Rome. Last night, we were treated to the most hilarious three words ever associated with the National Football League, and they came courtesy of the Chicago Bears. First and 40. Mike and Snowbird. And there you go. Like I said, why would I even do that? My worst day is still 1,000 times better than your best day. So, is Antonio Brown going to play? After everything he's gone through, everything he's done, everything he's said, and then on top of that, he threatens to punch Mike Mayock. And again, apparently called him some names, which I'm not going to get into because that's not the thing. The names are not the thing. The name calling is not the thing. Him threatening to punch the GM and being held back by a teammate is the thing. And then there were the initial reports that they were planning on suspending him and all the breathless Twitter speculation about whether or not he played his last down with the Raiders or even better, his last down in the NFL. Not only has he not played his last down with the Raiders, not only has he not played his last down with the in the NFL, according to John Gruden, he's going to play this week.
Prepared statement. I'll just say Antonio's back today. We're really excited about that. Ready to move on. He's had a lot of, obviously, time to think about things, and we're happy to have him back. And I know Raider Nation is excited about that too. All right?
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Monday night?
That's the plan. That's the plan. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
That's the plan. That's the plan. So the guy threatened to punch the GM because the GM questioned why the guy would take to Instagram with a letter regarding his fines, threatens to punch him, teammate holds him back, and Gruden's all about it. Gruden endorses it, is enabling it, is fine with it. I know, we don't want Khalil Mack around here. But Antonio Brown, this guy can do whatever the hell he wants. And again, he is the most powerful guy in the organization, Antonio Brown. This guy can literally do what he wants, when he wants, to whoever he wants. What's next? Is he going to threaten to knock Gruden out? Is he going to threaten to punch Gruden in the face? Gruden will just be like, you know, he's a good guy. It's good to have him back. And I know Raider Nation's glad to have him back. Is he going to play this week, Coach? Yep, that's the plan. I mean, why wouldn't he? Why do you think Antonio Brown does all this stuff? Because he can. Acted crazy in Pittsburgh, forced his way out of Pittsburgh, and what were the consequences? None. He got exactly what he wanted. A new contract. Guaranteed money. Got to Oakland. Started pulling a bunch of crazy nonsense again. What were the consequences? None. He gets to roll right in and play. And one quick email. Hey, Jim. We're also playing Monday night. But that's only because Mondays are our designated days, you know? Regards the Monday wives of polygamists? Signed, Mike in Buffalo. Currently trotting around the base pass. Listen, as a parent of a couple of sons, I know this. You don't threaten consequences and then not follow through because then they don't respect you and they don't fear you and they know that you're all talk. So I'm not going to say this again to you, Mike. And I mean this, Mike. Mike, look at me. I'm looking right into the camera and I'm going to tell you this. Mike, you need this show a hell of a lot more than this show needs you. And by that, I mean the show really doesn't need you at all, Mike. One more email like that, Mike, and you're done. You're not suspended. You're not on the pup list. You're not inactive. You're just done, all right? Regards the Monday wives of polygamists. Signed, Mike in Buffalo, currently trotting around the base pass. You know what, Mike? You do that. You trot around the base path, Mike. In fact, don't run to first base for that trot, Mike. Why don't you just run to third base and run backwards? No, I mean literally run backwards. Do a little pirouette or half pirouette and jog it backwards and go the other way around the bases. And then go one flap down like Jeffrey Leonard, my favorite trot ever. Do that, Mike. Just know you are one more email away from never having an email read on this show ever again. Think about that, Mike. And then ask yourself, do I need them more than they need me? It's a very easy question to answer. Stop doing it, dude. When we return, Arizona D-backs first baseman Christian Walker. Summer is ending. And savings are back in business with Dell's Labor Day sale. Small businesses can save up to 40% on select business computers with Intel Core processors. Plus free shipping on everything, including a wide selection of thousands of top brand electronics. Give our specially trained small business technology advisors a call. They can help you find just the right tech to fit your business with these savings. Visit Dell.com/businessdeals or give us a call at 877-BUY-DELL. Once again, I love that product. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL. by Dell.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
We're efforting Christian Walker. We should find him momentarily. In the meantime, you want to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Alvy's 4 days that were are coming up shortly. As I'm efforting our guest, that gives you an opportunity to call the program. So why not do that? Let's go to Los Angeles. Matthew in Los Angeles. Hello, Matthew.
James, good weekend to you. Hey, man, give Dos Mati a break, man. He's barely getting over that planning for that Labor Day parade he had to do. So lay off of him, clones. Hey, real quick, Romy, I'm real glad that football as the only thing they know. These guys are these moonlighting talking heads. They come into, you know, my baseball broadcast, Hawks golf broadcast, and spew a bunch of nothingness, mindless drivel, acting like all Saturdays, for the love of God. That's all I got, Jimmy. War Garrett Eisenhower Ritt rolling up to work in a World War II army tank? War the Eye of a Hawk being covered by a Jolly Roger eye patch? Outro.
See what I did there? I knew that if I said, hey, let's go to Matt in L.A., a lot of you would go, no, or turn the dial or hit the off switch. So I said, hey, let's go to Los Angeles. Matthew, see what I did there? Did it work? Until he started talking. I'm fine. Like, I'm good with Matt in L.A. Otherwise, I would not take the telephone call. So I'm fine with him. I don't really know what he was talking about, but I'm fine with him. I did get that part about Ike Eisenhower Ritt rolling to work in a World War II tank. I get it. Y'all think that Ike is older than he really is.
It's lit!
He's done a hell of a job of booking that podcast, I can tell you that. He's got my man David Goggins coming up next week. He had Jordan Palmer in studio this week. Ike found Mark Cuban when we had not been able to turn him. Ike, look, Ike's no spring chicken. Hell, Ike's old as dirt. But my man's booking. My man's getting the job done. He's doing his thing. Get off him. We are efforting D-backs first baseman, Christian Walker. I'm going to find him momentarily. In the meantime, you can still call and get through 1-800-636-8686. If you want to hit on last night's game, do it now. If you want to hit on AB and the Raiders, do it now. I still want to know exactly where John Gruden is in all this. Finally made an appearance and said, yeah, the plan is to play AB. Which tells me the plan there is AB can do pretty much whatever he wants, whenever he wants, to whoever he wants, and it's not going to cost him. There are no consequences. That guy can do whatever he wants. Gruden's here for it. He's endorsing it. All of it. He's endorsing all of it. Your thoughts? Alvy's 4 days that were. He is making the final adjustments. He's fine-tuning it. Here's James Kelly. What's up, Flight Deck? Hey. Stucknut tweets, Antonio Brown is flight decking the Raiders. He just shows up whenever he wants, and he still gets paid. Flight decking. I like that. Coined himself a little phrase. All right, so as I mentioned, since I'm efforting, that gives one of you an opportunity to call the program. This guy's got it. Let's go to SLC, Salt Lake City, Spencer. Hey, Spencer, how are you?
I'm doing well. What's up, Romy? Thanks
What's
for the line.
You got it.
Hey, first time, real long time, going all the way back to the Salt Lake City tour stop, so it's been a minute. haven't been able to listen due to my work for a minute, but I got a new gig and I was checking out the show today and I just had to call because of the epicness. I was kind of on the fence and then I heard Mike's polygamy email and I thought maybe that was a sign being from Salt Lake and all. Just want to say, man, that listening to other sports shows and they're just kind of, you know, just meh, just okay. Tune in today, listen to Scottish Hammer and just reminding me how epic the show is. I mean, even your bumper music, you got the Hail Mary Malin, the Aesop Rock, it's just dope. And you just have the best questions and segues and even how you set guys up by prefacing like, you know, hey, one last question real quick to keep guys from going over and going blah, blah, blah. So it's just a cut above. So kudos to you. Got a quick AB take. I mean, what is up with this tire fire? I mean, this guy is just insane. You know, the only beautiful thing about him not getting suspended and or cut was the fear that I was going to have that he would be a Redskin in a month. So, you know, speaking of which, I'm a glutton for punishment. Unfortunately, I'm a Skins fan. And so I was very fearful that he'd end up in D.C. Speaking of which, you know, that organization obviously is just terrible. And, they could use even just a modicum of any jungle karma. So, you know, if you're able to get any of them on, that would be fantastic. But totally understand if you wouldn't want to touch them just for them being the chuckle schmuck organization that they are. On the other hand, the Jazz, you know, I'm from Utah and all. They're the, you know, total opposite, disciplined, smart, non-Delta Bravery organization. So it'd be cool to get some of them on and, you know, possibly capture that ever-elusive ring. But anyway, I'd love to sit here and pontificate and wax poetic all day. But unlike AB, the DB, my boss would suspend me. So thanks for the time. It's all I got. And keep doing that damn thing. Thanks, Romy.
Dude, good job, Spencer. Good job, Spencer. That's a great call. My favorite part of that call, he mentioned the tour stop in Salt Lake City. Not technically a tour stop, but we did do a show there, a live show, and that was in 1997, more than 20 years ago. My favorite thing, quickly, about that call was him saying, hey, Rome, you know what I like about this show? And then laid it out, and I liked it. He still likes all those things about the show 20 years after the fact. Like, Rome, you still got this thing. I do still got this thing. That's a great call from Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City has always been a really important market for us, and especially going back then. All right, so we found Christian Walker. We're going to move him to next segment. In the meantime, I do have time for Alvin's 4 days that were. Alvy, roll it. Oh, yeah, what's cracking? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. It is good to be with you. I did take a few days. We had a long holiday weekend, and I had taken last Friday off to go to Wisconsin to help move our son into college. So now I'm back, and it feels great.
Oh, my God.
Coming off the first weekend of college football, did you see Jalen Hurts?
Did you see him?
Yeah! Once the throw does across the middle, Rambo, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
I'm not saying
you give Hurts the Heisman.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying give it to his coach.
Slips away, touchdown. Beautiful run.
There weren't any fluky plays. There were 26-point underdogs. Rocky Top might be Rocky Bottom for a week or two until they win one. Georgia State head football coach Sean Elliott joining us after a huge win. And quarterback Dan Ellington said of you, quote, he's not going to blow smoke up your butt.
Buttocks. That speaks volumes. We all have a great relationship.
Email. Losing to Georgia State so we can finally get back to Tennessee's favorite pastime, sister wrestling.
A good one, Matt. That's pretty funny.
You're not helping him. You're hurting him, Alvin. He is Therese Paylor.
Jim, thanks for the vine, man. I grew up listening to you as a teenager in Detroit. You're actually one of the reasons I decided to get into sports media, man. So it's an honor to be in the jungle. Pumped to be here.
Got Freeze and his hospital bed into a booth in the press box.
Yeah, I had a hard time kind of finding the clocks, too.
Do you need to see the clock as a head coach? Is that important? What's with the shoes in the hospital bed?
Excuse me, can you draw that curtain?
If you win that game, do you get doused with sugar-free jello? We're talking to Hall of Famer John Smoltz.
Hey, John.
In terms of the Red Sox.
I just don't think they have the pitching right now. Even if they were, you know, struggling but healthy.
I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
David in Milwaukee.
Hey, man, I'm a free man. You got me through a prison bit. You got me through some deaths in my family. A lot of stuff, man. Your takes on Brett Favre. Man, I rocked with you the whole prison bit.
How long have you been out?
I've been out 4 years. I did 23, man. I went in at 16. I came out at 39.
You committed a crime or crimes that bought you two dimes and three in state prison? It means you hurt some innocent people, David. Bad. real bad.
How you judged me yesterday, if that's how you did your job, are you one of them people that sent somebody to prison that was not guilty?
I don't know if Ezekiel Elliott got all the money he wanted, but Jerry Jones got exactly what he wanted. Us to look at him.
What do you mean?
And he's going to run it all back when he gets around to doing Dak's deal.
How about them Cowboys?
Drizzle in Wichita.
While they in their cubicles flicking their boogers after picking them, Zeke about to over 2K and a splash waterfall all the way to the Super Bowl.
Hey, Drizzle, don't be a stranger to the show when the Giants pizzle and shizzle all over the Dallas Star.
Terrell Davis.
As a former running back, I think that is a great, great sign for future running backs, and the position can no longer be said to be devalued.
We're joined by DeMarcus Ware.
Man, listen, with that introduction, and especially the hype music, that's where we used to come out of the tunnel with the Dallas Cowboys, so I feel like it's game time. So what's up?
Brian Harsin is my guest.
We talk about once a Bronco, always a Bronco. They've got coffee and donuts. Hey, appreciate you, and go Broncos.
TD, D. Ware, in Boise State. Do I feel a Bronco streak?
Hey, John.
John Elway tomorrow.
Time to meet Mr. Rome.
Giddy up, horse face. That really happened on the show once. Clowns, you tell me, who deserves to be paid more, Jared Goff or Dak Prescott? Is Goff a franchise quarterback? I say
Frank
he
Gore
is.
Joining
call
us.
My Ram hotline.
Told to other people, you know, who just a normal person, man. And I just feel like, you know, you should treat everybody the same, man. You know, no matter who they is or what they do.
Head coach David Shaw.
We are the modern day gladiators. We are their entertainment. We are not regular people, right? They're thinking about the arena. They're not thinking about the human being. So for me, I kind of give them a pass. I try not to give them my emotions and get angry at somebody who truly doesn't understand.
Full government for a punter. I haven't seen a Kimball go that nuts on Chicago since Harrison Ford was screaming about falsified medical research. In The Fugitive.
Devlin McGregor could give you profacet.
Twitter!
Dasmond, you could sit here on the Jim Rome radio program, or you can go door to door in Monterey Park with the 2020 census.
I was born with the name Drizzle. You ain't like it? Tough nugget.
Dr. David.
Oh, sorry, Jim.
Chow.
He's going three-quarter speed in a warm-up drill. That's not game condition.
Jamie Gillen.
When I saw HBCU, I thought that was maybe like a local bank or something that sponsored it. I had no idea, you know? So everybody's like, you know, this is a historical black school. And what does that mean? He goes, well, this is a predominantly black institution. Like, I don't care. I'm getting to play ball.
Twitter!
We're also playing Monday night. But that's only because Mondays are our designated days, you know? Regards the Monday wives of polygamists.
The race is closer.
The missionary position.
Hey, the Rome is burning, baby.
Burning.
Z going for 2K in a highway.
Quote, a pond of piss. And
chase ambulances.
You got it. Thanks, Rome.
So I'm a Rome fan.
I'll make a quick switch to the Arkansas-Portland State game.
You blew it!
Ah. That's it for today.
Good night now!
The 4 days that were edited, produced, directed by Alvin DeLauro. Let's get you a sports update. Here is the latest, bottom of hour number three. Jay Berman has it.
CBS Sports Radio.
Sports Flash.
Thank you very much, Jim. We will start with football. What a day it's been for Antonio Brown and the Raiders. He apparently issued an apology this morning, an emotional one, that at a team meeting this morning with team captains standing with him. So the next step would be for Brown to play, and that's exactly what's going to happen. John Gruden confirmed that Brown will play Monday night in the season opener against the Denver Broncos. Chiefs and receiver Tyreek Hill have agreed to terms on a 3-year extension. It's worth $54 million. It puts him among the highest paid at his position. The Dolphins have signed veteran offensive tackle Jamarcus Webb. All right, it's the men's turn at the U.S. Open semifinal action. Coming up in about 90 minutes will be semifinal number one. Daniil Medvedev, the 5 seed, will face Grigor Dimitrov. The winner moves on to the finals on Sunday. He'll face the winner of the second semifinal match featuring the 2 seed, Rafael Nadal, and obviously the favorite at this point in time. He goes up against the Italian, Matteo Berrettini. I'm Jay Berman.
DA here Monday morning. We're all about Clemson A&M, LSU Texas, and week one of the NFL season. The DA Show, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
Welcome back. Wrapping it up. Great week. Good day here in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Great to be with you. Got that ATP coming up momentarily, but first things first, as promised, we're joined by a first baseman for the Arizona Diamondbacks. He went 1-for-4 in Wednesday's win over San Diego for the season. 25 home runs, 62 runs batted in. He led South Carolina to back-to-back College World Series titles. Arizona just 3.5 games out of the wildcard spot in the NL. They're at Cincinnati this evening. We are joined by first baseman Christian Walker. Christian, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm great, Jim. How you doing, man?
Good. Good to visit. All right, so you're coming off a sweep of the Padres, and as a team, you've won 9 of your last 10. You're right in the middle of that wild card race. How good does it feel to be going to the park and playing meaningful games every night in September?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, this is what it's all about. It's a long, long season. You know, to give ourselves a chance here in the last month, finally I feel like the team's coming together and playing as we've expected to play all year, and it's exciting, man. It's motivating, and I think we're right where we want to be.
Yeah, and understand this also as a team. You guys were one game under 500 at the end of July, but you've completely turned it around since then. What has been the biggest change over the past 5 or 6 weeks?
I think Torrey and the people in charge are doing a great job of letting us play our game, keeping the pressure off of us. And, you know, it's about going out and winning at this point. There's nothing really else to do. It's paying attention to the standings and what the other teams are doing is all good, and it's good to be aware of it. But at the same time, you know, it's about going out and winning at this point. And I feel like that's what we're all pushing towards.
Christian Walker is joining us. You know, when the team traded Zach Greinke to Houston at the deadline, it seems to me it might have been pretty easy for guys in the clubhouse to pack it in either consciously or maybe unconsciously and give up on the season. But nobody's done that. How do you explain that, and what's it say about the guys on this team that they just kept battling and grinding?
Yeah, it's definitely a credit to the makeup and then the leadership. The people in charge is, you know, guys like Nick Ahmed and Archie Bradley and things like that, where it's win or, you know, it's win or bust. So to be honest, it doesn't matter, you know, who's being traded or who's being acquired. It's about the 9 guys and the 25 that are on the team that night going out and going to battle with each other. So, I mean, it's, you know, you're obviously aware of it and you know, the trade deadline is an important time of the year and a lot of big moves happen, but moving forward after that, you know, everybody's just done a really good job of keeping our heads on straight and keeping us, you know, aiming at one common goal.
Diamondbacks first baseman Christian Walker is my guest. You know, your situation, honestly, to me is so interesting because if we were to go back a little bit, you were putting up big numbers in the minors, but of course, Paul Goldschmidt was playing first base for the Diamondbacks. If there was anyone else playing first base, you probably would have been at the majors at that point, which was something you had experienced in a couple of other organizations as well. It seems like it would be pretty easy to get pretty frustrated. Did you get frustrated? Or if not, how were you able to manage that frustration and cope with it?
Yeah, frustration, I mean, for lack of a better word, yeah, it's definitely an emotion that you're feeling at a time like that. But to be honest, it's not a frustration like, oh, you know, I think I'm better than Paul, so I deserve to be playing. It's just a frustration that I feel like, you know, all the hard work that I've been putting in is finally showing and finally coming out, and I'm showing that I'm the hitter that I want to be and the hitter that I know I could always have been. And then just to understand the business side of it at the same point and know that, you know, there's somebody who has earned it and improved himself time and time again ahead of you. And, you know, it's almost motivating. At the same time, it was like, how can I still learn from this and still continue to get better? And I felt like I flipped the script and instead I got a chance to learn from a guy like Paul Goldschmidt. And I got to take ground balls next to him and hit in the cage next to him and ask him questions and see just a certain amount of professionalism that he brings to the ballpark every day. And, you know, it's no secret what kind of teammate and what kind of player he is. So having the opportunity to learn firsthand from him was a great experience.
I mean, still not an easy mindset or perspective to have, but certainly we're able to develop that and work through it. And then there's like a mental toughness and a physical toughness. As an example, let me share this story. Chad Holbrook, who recruited you to South Carolina, tells this great story from the 2011 College World Series. He said, quote, in the semifinal game, he got hit in the hand by a pitch. He broke a bone. The doctors told him there was no way he could play in the championship game and swing the bat. Christian insisted he could find a way, so he went out there. He got 3 hits. We beat Florida for the championship. I've never seen anything like that, quote, end of quote. It's an amazing story. What do you remember about that game?
Yeah, that was an important time in my baseball career for me, just feeling the power of what a team could do. And I had a lot of guys, seniors, come up and tell me how much I meant to the team and that they wanted me out there. And You know, even if I wasn't 100%, and you know, the camaraderie and the energy that everybody around you know, brought to the ballpark, and definitely helped me get through it. Along with, you know, the medical staff at USC and all that was obviously a huge part of it. But you know, once I found out that I couldn't hurt it any worse, it was just a matter of dealing with the pain. You know, I knew that I had a responsibility to my team to do everything I could to be on the field for them those last few games. And you know, a lot of adrenaline, obviously, with the championship series. But I would say for me, that was, you know, doing it for my teammates, and my teammates also doing it for me was a huge part of that.
I got to think, and who am I to say, but even performing at the level you are right now, having the success you're having right now, I've got to think that moment, that experience, to play through that, to grind through that, to win a College World Series, that's got to be one of the highlights of your entire career and life, and always will be, right?
Yeah, no doubt. My time at Carolina was so special. Two College World Series, runner up the third year. I felt like I was just brought up in a win. Who cares? Just win anyway. Environment, and you know, that's so important for me, and that's a huge part of the competition and the energy that I try to bring to the ballpark every day.
You know, it seems like the approach to hitting has changed in so many different ways. Like one of your teammates, Jake Lamb, has said the two of you can talk about the ideal movement of the back hip for an hour. So in your mind, Christian, how much of hitting is an art and how much of it is a science?
Oh, man, I think it's a perfect blend of both. It's so difficult. It's such a hard thing to do. And for me, that's part of the you know, part of the intrigue to it, and part of what makes it so fun when you do some things right is how difficult it is and understanding that. But, you know, one of my pet peeves is when people say, oh, hitting simple. And to me, it's not. It may seem simple. You're swinging a bat at the baseball, but at the end of the day, there's so many little moves and little thoughts and ideas and how you approached the day and the work you've done up until you're at bat all have a say and all have a determination in how the results turn out that day. So, I mean, Lamb nailed it. We've sat on planes and on buses and talked hitting and bounced videos off each other. And, I mean, it could go on for days. And I mean, for me, that's what's exciting about it. I feel like there's no end game. You're never a complete hitter. There's always room to learn, always room to grow. And for me, that's really exciting.
Finally, this conversation would certainly illustrate this. I've heard a lot of guys around the game say a lot of positive things about you, but I want to repeat a quote from Buck Showalter. Buck Showalter said, quote, he was the ultimate baseball player. I mean, Christian, that's an amazing thing coming from a guy like that. I've talked to Buck over the years a number of times. He does not say things like that very often. What's it mean to earn that kind of respect from a person like him?
Yeah, that means a lot to hear that. I've spent a decent amount of time around Buck. Unfortunately, most of my time there was in the minor leagues. I would have loved to play for him a little bit more, but yeah, that means a lot to me. That's extremely motivating to hear you say that right now. Just to pride myself on showing up and being a certain person every day, and some days it's easier than others, but you know, to be on the back end of a relationship with somebody, and especially somebody like Buck Showalter and the respect he has in the game, to hear him say that about me is it's an honor. It's important, and it's extremely, extremely motivating.
And then finally, a guy you're playing for on the major league level is Torey Lovello. I used to love interviewing Torey. I hate to date me, Christian, but I interviewed him quite a bit when he played. I loved him as a player. He's great to talk to as a manager. What's he like to play for?
Oh, it's great. He is, I mean, for me, working through my first full season at this level, it's absolutely ideal. He's a big advocate on trust your gut, trust your instincts. He's had mound visits this year where he tells us, hey, you know, I have a feeling this is going to happen, but I want you guys to trust what you think you can do. If you can turn two. If you want to get one, do it. I trust what you guys have. You're out here for a reason. And in the moment when you hear little things like that, it really settles you down and calms you down. And in a game that's so difficult, sometimes trusting your gut is the edge that you need to be better.
Diamondbacks first baseman Christian Walker, our guest. Arizona's 3.5 games out of a wild card spot in the NL. Another big one tonight at Cincinnati, and they have played great, great baseball over the past month and a half or so. Christian, really nice to have you on the show. That's a great job, great conversation, and I appreciate you. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks, Jim. I appreciate you having me on, man.
That was fun. That was good. Man, he is so impressive on and off the field. Okay, then. Coming up against it. Let's see really quickly the ATP. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. The ATP. Sorry, we're out of time. But it is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You know that. And we'll run it back next week. Good day. Good interview day. Great interview day. Good content day. You clones did your job. Well as you can. I did my job as well as I can. Have yourselves an amazing weekend. NFL weekend, yo. It's going to be fun. Thank you for listening. My thanks to the XR4TI. See you on Monday. We're out.